Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, silly me, my day for thinking that you'd stay. Gave you my heart and then you ran away.
Welcome to Relationship 204. Why 204? Because 101 can just be just plain, basic, and 204 sometimes can be a little complicated. Hey, guys, welcome to the Table Talk Radio Show, Relationship 204. I'm your host, Tanisha Simpkins, and we also have our co-host, Ms. Shakina Bruton. Hey, Shakina.
Hey, hey, hey.
Awesome, awesome. We also have our boy, Mr. John, my pleasure.
Ladies and
hey,
gentlemen,
John.
How are we? How y'all doing?
Good, good, good. I know you love that name, right? My pleasure. Your parents. That is such a name.
Absolutely love it. Absolutely love it.
I know. I can imagine. You know, guys, we only have an hour, and I make sure that we have an hour so we can have that need to come back every week on Monday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern time. So if you have a friend before the lines get full up, make sure you contact them to give us a call so they can listen in. You know, what we're all about is just helping each other. You know, we have conversations. It's no interview type of thing, but just regular conversation with ordinary people. And if you want to chime in, you can always press the number 1. For your comments or if you have a question. And also if you like to send us an email with any type of comments or question, you can also at relationship204@gmail.com. And if you're interested in any guests on here, you know, for a panel or for to fly out to California or wherever the case may be, there's an opportunity for everyone. You can also email us at relationship204@gmail.com and just let me know. But we're going to go ahead and just get right into the topics. The topic, affirmation versus confirmation. Yeah. I thought that was very interesting because a lot of times, especially women, I don't know so much as far as men, but we need those things. We need either an affirmation or a confirmation, especially in a relationship, especially how we look. Especially, you know, how we going along in the relationship. You know, you'll hear a woman say, well, how you think we doing? You know what I'm saying? And I know for guys, it's like, do you really want me to tell you the truth? Or, you know, do I just say what you want to hear? You know, what do you think about that, John?
Why I got to be the first one?
Yeah, we're going to shout you.
confirmation. Well, I think it helps clarify and define things. I think definitions are so key and so important when it comes to relationships. And I think women, in particular, seek that sense of security. And so when we're defining things, we're making things very clear, gives them a sense of security, puts them at ease, makes them comfortable, whether it be the relationship as a whole or even what she has on. The fact that she knows you're okay with it, we're on the same page, kind of puts her at ease and gives her that sense of security. So, yeah, I think both women and men, nobody got time for games out here nowadays. It's a matter of let's clarify some things. Let's definitely give me some confirmation and you know, especially as it relates to where we're going. What are we? That's a big question today. What are we? You have
right,
folks that
yeah, what
we
doing?
Hear folk out here talking for 5-6 years. Nah, what are we? Define it. Exactly, you know, where are we taking, where's this relationship going? And so we need that confirmation to clarify this for me. I need to be at ease. I need to be secure in this if I'm going to continue. And so we all seek that sense of security.
Okay, and I have my boy, my other co-host, Lewis Johnson out of Atlanta. He's on the air, too. I didn't see him earlier from all the numbers. But, Lewis, hey, Lewis.
Hey, what's going on, fam?
Hey. So you were listening, you know?
Of course.
And, you know, sometimes I need both. I like both. I'm just straight up. I like both. I like affirmations. I like confirmation. Honey, how my hair look? It looks nice. You know, whatever the case may be. Straight up, it looks nice. Even if the paw crooked, it looks nice. So some of us like affirmation and confirmation on some things. What are your thoughts as a man when it relates to a woman, you know, affirming and being confirmed?
Well, I had a conversation with a few ladies, and there were like two. It was like two guys, and there were a few ladies in the room when we were having a conversation. It was around dealing with being wanted and needed. And it's interesting
mm-hmm.
because I found that women under 35 always pick wanted. Women above, between that 30 and up, always say both. Because at some point in your relationship or in the beginning of the relationship or whatever, you need both in order to validate. I went from the point of wanted is like the beginning of the process of a relationship where you want someone to understand who you are and really like you. So you put your best foot forward and you do all those necessary things so that the person can really like you. That needed part come into where, you know, now we've passed the cloud stage and now we're getting to the nitty gritty and I'm feeling you. And
right.
Now we are into the stage of understanding each other, patience, wanting to get to know each other on a deeper level. And the reason why I kind of put related those two is because you find more women will need confirmation through the action of a man of his words. So if a guy says, I love you, I love you, I love you, that's cool. But at some point, she's going to need you to show her. Or if he shows, at some point, she needs you to say it instead of just doing one or the other. It needs to be a balance that goes with that. And that's okay.
Yes.
We talked about it where it was the men were like, why? But why? Because it's part of the nature of the buildup that a woman have inside her for her man. And they didn't understand that because we're not built that way as men. So sometimes we just think we do one thing and we good. We buy you stuff. We good. I just bought you something.
Right.
Well, I got to, you know, and that's not it. You know, yeah, buy me stuff and tell me you love me and tell me you thought about something that you had to give me this type of product. And that's where it come from. And it was funny that we went back and forth. And the women were kind of just right along with it, where they were saying, listen, we need that. You know, it's not that an insecure standpoint that we have, but we need that from the person that we love, and that's you. So that's definitely important.
Absolutely, and I agree. And a lot of times that's exactly what, you know, I can only speak for myself as a woman, but I think I'm speaking for for most of us, we do need that. We do require that. I'll just put it that way. I don't like that need. But we do require that, meaning, you know, we like the confirmation. And you're right, when it gets to a certain point, it does become, you know, so much of a need. You know, you're needing, because you're at a certain point in your relationship where you may say, well, I need confirmation of hugs or kisses, or, you know what I'm saying, those type of things, or I need, you know, tell me I'm beautiful, you know what I'm saying? He may say, well, you already know you're beautiful, you know what I mean? But then, you know, the woman be like, well, just tell me anyhow, you know? go ahead.
I wanted to say one thing. Part of that, during that discussion, the women that were under 30 said wanted, because they thought by them saying needed, they felt that they were being too dependent on. And that's not where the angle was coming from. It was, would you rather be wanted or needed in a relationship? And a lot of them were saying, well, I'd rather be wanted. I don't want to be needed. I want a guy to need me, or I don't want a guy to depend on me. And they came at it from a different standpoint, which goes to tell you, you know, women think at different levels at different age points too. And that's where some men have to get a better understanding of the woman that they're dealing with.
Let me jump in. I think that overall, it's really about learning that person's language. They love language. I think if you understand what they love language is, how you can communicate, whether it's words of affirmation, acts of services, receiving gifts, quality time, physical touch. Those are like one of the five major love languages. I think men, no matter what age you are, your language do shift as you mature, as you develop as a man or a woman. So overall, the man or the woman just need to take time to learn that lady love language. I know my love language, and the first thing is words of affirmation. And the reason why I can tell you what my love language is, my number one love language, which is words of affirmation, is because growing up, I didn't have it. So I understand why there's a need for me to hear a man affirm me. You need to affirm me. You need to let me know I'm the one. You need to let me know I'm beautiful. You need to tell me you love me. I need that affirming. I need that affirmation because I didn't receive it. So I know why that's my number one love language, because I understand why I didn't have it growing up. I just think we get in relationships and we try to do what we saw didn't work in the last, or what we believe did work in the last, and we try to take it to the next relationship. No, really pay attention to that individual and listen to that individual, and you will be able to hear that language of how they communicate. It may be receiving gifts. That's my second love language, okay? I love gifts, honey. You do something wrong to me, just buy me a nice Chanel bag or something. And, honey, we be that good. I get it, because guess what? I didn't have that. I grew up, you know, in the project growing up, and I didn't have a lot of money and things like that. And so I started to develop on my own. So I understand, again, why I need gifts. And then I like quality time, you know, that's my third love language. And then after that, I love the physical touch. You know, I love put your hands on me, because I need a man. I don't know what women you were surveying, but God made me because there was a need, honey, for me. When he looked out and he saw that brother was standing alone and no one can compare with him, he said, I'm going to make a woman, because he needs her. And so for me, I need a man. I can't even, look, I ain't judging none of y'all independent women. I'm independent too, who feel that you'll need a man. Look, to each its own. Don't say Shekinah or Prophet of Shekinah said. No, I'm speaking for myself. I was made to be a wife, okay? I was not made to be like Apostle Paul and do this single thing. That ain't for me. Get your life. But if you want to date me, understand my language. My love language is words of affirmation. I love gifts and quality time. That's what I need to feel confirmation. That's my confirmation. By you giving affirmation.
And, you know what? And you put that, and you roundabout that. And that's exactly, you know, you guys who are listening, that's exactly sometimes as what we're saying sometimes, you know, like mines would be affection. I love affection. You have to, you know, even if it's my shoulder, my hand, affection, kisses, that's just me, period. You know, affection. If there's no affection, I get I get frustrated. You know what I'm saying? So that would be an affirmation that confirms, like you saying, that will confirm you. You know, and what happens, guys, when a woman, they constantly tell you certain things that they like. You know, say, you know, you always have to affirm by saying, you know, pleasant things and stuff. You know, to some people, it's like, oh God, really? You understand what I'm saying? But I think exactly what Shakina was saying is something that you have to learn about the other person, and vice versa with the men too. You know, I'm not going to just say it is all women who have to have a certain need or desire for certain things, but men as well. Right, guys?
I definitely agree 100%. For me, I've taken the love language test. And while I consider myself, folk hate on me all they want, I think I'm very fluent in all five love languages. Mine just happened to be quality time, number one, and secondly, which rated highest on the list, is physical touch. I got to grab something. I don't know for my salvation how that works out, but
I know, right?
I just got to grab something. I don't know. I don't know. I got to grab something. Maybe an arm. I don't know. There has to be some. It's a love language. I don't know. Me and Jesus going to work it out. But I think, one, understanding an individual's love language, that's so key and so true what Shakina was saying. It's imperative that you understand one's love language. Believe it or not, some people are good without words of affirmation. A lot of men, although many would deny it, many of us, especially if we're, you know, if he's one with a very big ego, man usually is going to need stimulation mentally to come mm-hmm. from, and it is going to come through words of affirmation. So, you know, and we any man, let me keep it real.
I believe it.
I've got to be real with you. And women can get men to do anything if they understand how to say it. You know, a woman who, for example, would nag her husband and say, sweetie, or she wouldn't say sweetie, but she'd say, like, you know, you never take the trash out. Go get the trash. Hurry up, grab this. Disgust me. I can't stand you. You know, you're always going to have an issue with this man taking the trash out. Versus,
so how we should say it? How are we supposed to say it? Just give me an example.
Look at you. You know how I love when you take that trash out? You are muscular. You
wait, John. Who does that?
Turn me off.
I bet you that
Negro will be grabbing that trash. Thanks to
just. You mean to tell me
anything else I can do for you? Anything
you
else?
You mean
I
tell me I gotta go to my dude and be like, baby, you is so sexy, boy. Can you go take that trash out?
Well, you know how exaggerated it is, but you get the point. You get the point. Usually when it's motivated with, when love is the motivation, you can usually get a man to be more understanding, to do more, as opposed to when you're coming from a place of frustration. That's why I often tell women, you know, before you respond, calm down first. You know, even if he did something and you know, you don't like the way he looked at this sister and you thought it was lustful, take a deep breath. Don't say nothing yet. Calm down. Because if you react right now, it's not going to come.
So we can't say what you're looking at, right?
Usually at the moment, it is the best time. Usually at the moment because you know, emotions are high at the moment. And domestic violence is at an all-time high, and we're losing our brothers. There's not enough of us. We don't need y'all to take any more of us out.
Hey, John, you know what's interesting? Because I definitely agree, because I took the love language test too as well. As I get older and as I learn more and kind of, you know, read up on things and listen to different, you know, seminars, I find myself evolving and not staying in one state of mind when it comes to love languages, because I had to understand that every woman loves differently. And I had to really learn how to mesh myself in and make myself available and open to be willing to understand and be able to, you know, get a better understanding of what their love was. So I had a conversation with a young lady, And this was probably about 2 weeks ago. She was, you know, we found interest and we were talking. We were going through some preliminary, you know, preliminary stuff. And we were just talking about just different things, especially love. And she was saying, I need a man to make love to me. You know, that's a requirement that I kind of from an emotional standpoint where she was coming from. And I said, well, what does that look like? Because I sure hope it's not just sex. Because if you want me to make love to you, I'm coming in different angles.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because I'm at the point in my life where I can do that all different ways. And I can't, I used to be a one-way person, but now, again, as I've gotten older, I've learned to tell a woman, hey, listen, I need you to make love with me.
Hmm.
And the reason why that's important is because I can make love to you, and I can do all these different things, and it's almost, you would automatically reciprocate, but I need us to be on the same page of what we're making together is going to be something that we have special no matter what, and it's not just sex. It has to be at another level where we do it together, and you understand that we're making love in different levels on different ways so that you have a better understanding of who I am as a man, that I understand what I'm doing and where we're trying to go in a relationship. So that's why I said I found myself kind of evolving and as I continue to learn to get more aware of who I'm with and the partner I'm with and to let her know it's not about, you know, only what you need. It's about what we need to get this relationship to the next level.
That's just the sound.
That's
a little
true.
Morning.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Maybe. I know, right? Absolutely. But the thing about it is, Lewis, you have to say it. Too many times
right.
People be in a relationship and they never say what their need is. It was something that I was actually, as a matter of fact, I was just writing a leadership thing, and I was talking about the need, you know, how I was talking about ministry and how people have a need, but they don't say they have a need, and that how ministries have to present the need for the people so they can be a part of the need, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But the need, you have to say your need. If a person say I need, or if they keep responding certain things or doing certain actions to lead you in that way, you know, then you kind of pretty much can tell. But if they have a need and they desire something and you never do it, then they become frustrated, you know, as into why this person ain't, you know, doing this or doing that or saying this or I want them to do this or I want them to say that. That person probably have no clue unless you tell them. And that happens because that's where we get that word assumption all the time. You know,
right.
They just assume that they know they wanted you to make a left, or they just assume that they wanted you to cook dinner. I'm just throwing out something, for, you know, assume that they wanted you to, you know, make a date night. I don't know, but whatever the case may be, you know, people just assume and not just say what it is that they really want. I think that'll resolve a lot of issues of conflict by just if we just open up our mouth.
That should be done in the first 2-3 dates. I mean, when I'm going on dates, it's straight up.
Not everybody.
Yeah, it's straight up. It's
but
not everybody, but it should be, because the first few dates, you need to decide if it's going to be a second or a third date. And
I agree. But here's the monkey wrench, Kena. Here's the small monkey wrench, not a big one, just a small one. You'll find a lot of men who think they already know what you need. So just hear me out first, right? You'll find a lot of men who think they know what you need,
of
right?
Of course, because I think
y'all
know it all.
Right. number two, you also have a lot of women who will not tell a man because she's expecting him to know. If you're a man,
not
I'm
me. I don't play like
know.
That.
I agree. But some women already expect a man, like, I don't want to tell you too much because then you're going to quote unquote act it out and it's not going to be genuine. So I'd rather you just kind of, you know, get to know me more and then you'll figure it out, kind of a deal.
Let me tell you something. A grown woman, let's talk about grown women because little girls play that game, okay? Grown women, let me tell you something. I ain't wasting my time and your money, okay? Because you're going to pay when you go out to eat. But let me just say this. I'm not gonna wait. We're not gonna waste time like that. We're not gonna waste time, my time, and your money. We're not gonna do that. The first date gonna let me know right away if I want to have a second date, and you vice versa with me. To each his own. I'm not gonna say I'm the perfect woman to go on a date too, but I'm not gonna sit here and not ask important questions to let you know my love language, to let you know what I am looking for. I am looking for a relationship. Okay. I'm looking for a man of God who is a real man of God, not just a manly man. You know, I'm looking for somebody who likes to be spontaneous, who loves children. Is that you? You know, because, I mean, you get that out the first day, the second day you start. No, I'm just saying. You know what? You get that out the first day. The second day, you start watching. Yes, listen. Then the second day, you start watching to see what they said, if it's going to follow up with their action.
But
and from
that comes
there,
with time, Keena. Keena, come on. That comes with
look,
time.
Look, I ain't got that much
those
time.
The preliminaries you can put out there.
Can I say this?
The preliminaries you can put out there. But,
I'm running out of time.
But when we get into it, you know, when you get into it, into a relationship, there's some other small things that you're looking for a person to fulfill or for them to fulfill.
Right.
You may not tell
right,
them.
Right.
And just like Lewis said, you just thinking that they're going to know that I
like
you know, this, or they're going to know
like
they're going to know that I like a candlelight dinner. They know I like romance. Why he ain't romance me? You know what I'm saying? Like
just
stuff like that. They're gonna,
that.
I told him, okay, I told him I like romance. But to his romance would be I buy you a box of chocolate, you know. But then your romance may be we need to go out to a dinner, you need to have candlelights here, you need to have a gift on the table. You know, that could be a different
I ain't got time for that. I ain't got time for that.
For that right now.
I like romance.
You
may
tell a person
okay?
something, but if you don't clarify sometimes, then they just do what they know. They do what they adapt to.
That's why I am attracted to older men, because I ain't got time for young men trying to figure it out. I ain't got time for that. Older men, I'm just saying, they just know. They just know. I ain't got time. I like romance. Let me tell you something, brother. You know that means do something spontaneous. Take me on some dates, some flowers, some candles, a spontaneous trip, whatever. I ain't got time for you to be figuring it out. No, I ain't got time. You can't. Y'all can't date me then. I'm just saying. I'm just straight up. Straight up.
She's trying to be funny tonight, y'all. So I'm going to go ahead and go to a caller here. And if you guys have something to say, just press the number one. Hold up. Did I get the guy? Hold up. Hey, caller with your phone number ending in 5871. How are you?
I am blessed. How y'all doing?
Hey, Pastor Gerald. How are
hey,
you?
Hey, Pastor Gerald.
Hey, Shakina. How you doing, Tanisha? How you doing?
Hey.
Ooh, look her. First
so listen,
of all, let me start off by saying.
I know you got okay, because you're a pastor, you probably got like 5 points. Well, I'm going to let you have
right.
1 point
okay.
tonight because you can't attack all five of them because I know you've probably been taking notes. I got
let
5 points
me,
right here.
Can I just have two?
Go ahead.
Okay, listen. Shakina, my first point is you can't count all young men out. Some of us young men know how to do what make it do what it do.
Where they
right?
at?
So,
not in Miami.
Well, everything's better in Texas, sweetheart. Everything's better in Texas. All right. My next point is, I think it was Lewis. I'm not sure. It was either Lewis or John, because I follow both of them. Both are very inspiring men of God, and I really just thank God for them. But one of them posted
a post.
And it says, the post says, men to be loved too. Men
yeah.
want to be loved too. So
mm-hmm.
Lewis was just saying this. He said, I want you to be able to make love with me. So if you're coming to me as a woman and say, you got to make love to me spiritually, emotionally, so, you know, all of that, all of the illies. But I want you to make love to me, like John was saying. Stroke my ego sometimes. Tell me how much you appreciate me going out of my way after I come home or come to your house if I'm visiting you to take out your trash for you. Come on, somebody.
Yeah, that's part of lovemaking. That's it.
That's part of love. It seems like women are always on the receiving end, and men we have to be on the giving end. Look, I want you.
Hey.
I look good too.
Yes,
look,
sir. Yes, sir.
You preaching now, dog.
I like to receive too. Come on, somebody.
I love
cut it out,
to
John.
Receive,
cut it out,
baby.
John. The reason why we're on the receiving end most times because y'all got more to choose from. Okay, it's more women.
Shakina, listen to me. Listen to me, sweetheart. It is not really like that. It's not really like that.
Thank you.
It's not really like that. I don't know where y'all women get this from. You got more to choose from. It's not like that. It's not like it's. You would it, seriously. It's hard to come by a good woman, and it's hard to come by a good woman.
You got two good women on the phone right now. What are you talking about?
But look, you're in Florida.
You in Florida.
You see how you flipped it on me
a
while ago. You said where they at?
I have a whole clique of women, okay? I ain't saying girls, women that are good women, and they're single, and they're waiting for the right man. But guess what? We ain't finding brothers. Where y'all at? Y'all home
with
the video games. That's where y'all at.
Can I tell you what your problem is?
I know y'all ain't in church. You clearly ain't in church.
Really?
Look her. Can I tell you what your problem is?
Tell me.
You want some man to come in with a two-piece suit on, three-piece suit on, with driving a Mercedes, speaking
yes,
in
Lord.
Tongues, got $5 million in the bank account.
Come on now. Sound like my
you
type
wanna,
of man. Keep it going.
I
come
think
on.
I know somebody like
look,
that. See, look her.
You know
look
what,
her.
Tanisha?
You can't expect that. That's not realistic. That's not realistic. What's wrong with the brother that walks in the church and he's not speaking in tongues? Maybe he's shy and so he's personal about his worship and he sits on the back row. And
he has, that's the problem, Pastor. He ain't 6 feet tall. That's all it is.
We're not hung up on
height, John.
Yeah, we ain't hung up on height.
We got over that
long time ago.
Really?
Yeah, we over there, baby. Yeah.
But, hey, y'all, check this out. We got over a long time ago, but if you want to date me, you got to be 6'2".
Yeah. Well, but, you know.
I'm going to say this, Tanisha, and I'm done. I am young man, a 30-year-old man, that knows what he wants. That has his stuff together. I have goals. I have a plan, a 5-year, 10-year plan for me and for whoever my future is. I have a plan. My problem is I can't seem to find a woman that is willing to be a woman and accept me in my manhood.
Well, what's your manhood?
Hold on, Shakina. But sometimes, Gerald, you say accept me. Now, everyone wants to be accepted, but when you get that person, they have to adapt to who you are. They may not adapt to who you are immediately. That doesn't happen. You know what I'm saying? They see who you are for the moment.
You know what the problem is, Tanisha? The problem is that women most of the time they have a image of who they want,
yeah,
what type of man they want in their heads already. And so without Shakina even getting to know me, she will shun me and not even give me a chance because I don't fit into that perfect image in her head.
Wait a minute.
Yes,
y'all do the same thing to us. Y'all do the same thing. I get
right.
The men see me all the time on social media, and they've already painted a picture on the woman they think I am. They don't even know me. Oh, she made me sit there. She stuck well, up. Think it's all about her. And they so wrong. Y'all do the same thing.
Pastor Gerald, before you get off, can you put your social media handle on? Because you were saying you couldn't seem to find a young woman who
go ahead now. Go ahead. Go ahead.
All this manhood.
Yep, I want to hear this.
I just
want to
put the IG out there and any of my IG followers
are
following. Y'all know I don't play with this. Let's go and follow the brother. Slide in the DMs real quick and let's make this happen.
Let's make this happen. Go ahead, put it out there. Let's
listen,
go. Let's hit it.
Listen, my IG is at Pastor Gerald B. That's PastorGeraldB.
Say it.
Letter B.
Okay.
Amen, sir. You can follow me. If you follow me, I will follow back. And I do answer DMs.
Okay. And guys, you know, since we're on here, if you're interested, you can send an email to relationship204@gmail.com, and I'll let Jer know. I will match eat. Ooh. All right. Well, thanks, Jer. Make sure you continue to listen. You know how to come back if you need to say something, all right?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I like
interesting.
That,
I know, right?
Yeah. Oh, but actually, Pastor Jer, I thought you was older than that. I didn't know you were a young 30. Okay.
Okay.
That's it.
No, you
30.
Had a chance. You
all
had,
right, then. That's
you had
all right.
Hey, Pastor Jer, you had a chance with me till you told me your age. No, I'm just I'm just kidding.
You was playing. The brother was playing. He's 40.
All right, so that's funny. So our next topic is, guys, we kind of moving on with the affirmation and confirmation. We kind of know what it is. I mean, if your person, I just end it like this, if you're with someone and they're requiring one or two of the other, just give it to them, you know. It doesn't hurt anything if that's what makes them feel good. And I believe in relationships we do things to please each other. If that's what pleases them, then do it. Our next topic is being overly addictive in love versus being, someone had sent me a letter, being too calm and reserved. And overly, I thought about you, John, when I actually wrote, didn't I, Shekinah?
Yes,
being overly addictive, yeah, in love. Because sometimes, you know, we be overly addictive in love, and then versus a person, you know, I mean, what if you were with a person that was just too calm and reserved? I mean, could it work?
Absolutely, I think it can.
You think so?
Yeah, I think it can work. As long as when you come together, you can complement one another. You don't have to be like, and you know, they're addicted. So they're addicted to the idea of love. You're addicted to the idea of love. And when we can complement one another, I think it can work. Believe it or not, I'm actually both. Someone who is, I don't even know how to explain it. I absolutely love love. I don't even know how to describe it. I love love. But believe it or not, when people actually meet me in person, they're surprised because here's this bold man on social media, bold when he's preaching, very bold when he, you know, he's on whatever platform speaking, motivationally speaking, doing other things. And yet when they meet me in person, they're having a conversation with me. They say, you're very laid back, very chill, very relaxed, very reserved. I would have never guessed this was your personality. And so I can be both. I mean, I think I have a wide range of the type of individual that I can be with. I could see myself with a very reserved woman. I can also see myself with a woman who is, you know, addicted to the concept, the idea of love, and I think it could work. I have a wide range of what would fit me. I mean, that's not the case for everybody, but that's the case for me. I think it actually can work.
John? I mean, Lewis. I see Lewis being the. Go ahead.
What?
I see two reserved folks.
So, and you know, honestly, I'm you know, I'm similar to like John. I'm probably the opposite. I'm real calm in the opening, and I'm real interested in love and what it has to offer and the deepness of what it really means, because I think we paint a brush with love, and we don't understand that you have to get the details, you know, and sometimes you have to put the right coating, and you have to, you know, you have to put the right primer on it before the color can come out and shine. If you don't put primer on it, you just paint, and that's not going to come out right. So there's preliminary stuff in love, and to me, that's the calmness in me. It helps me think. It soothes me, and I think I got it from my mom and dad. My mom was such a lover to me. That's all I can think about when I'm thinking about love is my mother, how she would just, you know, talk to me and aid me and tell me different things of how what her heart meant to my dad. Because I had she called me Curious George. Because I was that dude, that little boy, mommy, why, but why, and but why, but why? I would do that constantly. And she would always explain to me how she felt about my dad. And it kind of dawned on me that it passed on to me that I wanted to find out more. Now that I'm older and I really understand it, and now I could take love and direct it to how I want it to go because it's mine, I know how to take somebody else's love and help them direct it and make it ours. And I think sometimes, you know, when someone meet me in person and they see my passion about it, it's not an addiction. It's just a passion about making it work, because there's so many ways to make it work. I don't see how people fail. And that's just me.
You know what? I so agree with that. There's so many ways to make it work, but people do fail. But if you fail one time, try not to fail again. There's so many ways to make it work, so many different options. Me, I love to love. You know what I'm saying? I love to love. I love, you know, my peoples. I think my friends know that I love them, you know, by conversation or being available. I just love to love. I love to love people. I love to love the person who I'm with. I let them know that, you know. I don't think it's being addictive. I just think it's just being lovable, you know. And sometimes, you know, you require the same thing. But everybody is not, I've learned in life, everybody is not the way you are. You know what I'm saying? So when you think that you're too lovable or you may be too reserved, you understand what I'm saying? Because, you know, being too reserved, is it being too reserved? You know, you both said you guys can be equal. Is it being too reserved not being affectionate in display, you know, in public places, or being too reserved not saying I love you enough, or being too reserved just being quiet? That was for you, for Lewis and John.
Oh.
you want to go, John? I'm gonna let Lewis have that.
however you look at it, and however people believe what love is to them, and it has to be of some importance in order for them to really dive into it and understand it. And then understand somebody else's. You know, we always talk about the most important thing first is to love yourself before even trying to love somebody else. And that's important. You got to fall in love with yourself, you know, and you got to, you know, have letdowns with yourself, but then you know how to pick yourself back up. Those are small lessons. Like I said before, you know, those are, that it's another way of how to love through failure. Because when you do it wrong, there's a lesson in that. You either learn how to do it right, or you want to continue to do it wrong. But then that means you're not really
all
interested.
The time.
You know, you're not really interested if you continue to do it wrong. If you're interested, you learn to love. And for me, although I may be quiet about what I do, that's because I'm deadly. Because I know so, and I hate to say it like that, but I'm deadly with it because I know so much, and I can do so much. And that's why, for me, when I find that one and that one come, she probably won't think I'm joking or you can't be real. You know, and that's because I know how to do it better now. I know how to do it so well now that I'm now helping others do it. And every time I help somebody else do it, it only affirms me that it gets I get better at doing it because I continue to hear it.
Yeah.
So
I think that's what it's all about too, trying to do better. I have a call on the line, guys. We're gonna go ahead and let this caller say something. Hey, caller, with your phone number ending in 3213.
Hi, guys. How are you? It's Keisha.
Hey.
How you guys
hey,
doing?
Hey, Keisha. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Long time no hear.
I've been here. I haven't been saying nothing, but I've been on every week. I just have a question for the guys. I just want to know, because my love language, I know you guys were talking about love language earlier, as it pertains to this topic here, I'm always, I'm very lovable, so I give everything of me, whether it's in friendships, relationships, but sometimes I feel like maybe it could come off like I'm a little too clingy. So how do I pull back from giving so much of myself so I won't look like this clingy person without being kind of hurt in the process? Because, I mean, I'm genuinely a nice person. I'm genuinely a giving person, but then sometimes I've heard, oh, you do such a clingy, and then that's the end of the talk, man. We have, like, I'm giving too much at a too early point, I guess. So I don't know how to kind of like just not do so much because that's who I am. So what advice can you guys give me so that I will make the same mistakes that I've made before?
So yeah, okay. So I'm gonna try to tackle it a little bit. So you said at some point you felt that you're too needy.
Well, not too needy, too clingy, because it's like I'm such a lovable person.
Okay.
I give all of me at the very start, and then the guy be
okay.
like, "You're too clingy already. Like you always want to do, you know?"
Okay. So the way I look at it is, especially with guys, especially from a woman to a guy, when you're giving, you know, when you give, you got to give. And then when you give too much and so often, and that's when guys, it's like what men call nagging. You know, you ask me one thing, then you ask me again a different way, and then you ask again, and I'm like, come on, stop. You know, I told you I'm not ready to talk right now. But I think when you give a specific type of love to someone, you got to wait and see what you're getting back. You know, a lot of dudes ain't giving nothing back because either they're not ready for it, they don't understand what you're giving, and they don't know how to respond. But you got to wait in order to get the right kind of love and feedback from what you're doing. You got to be patient, and that patient is give what you can, and you wait. If nothing comes back, that's an answer.
Okay.
You can't just continue to give if you you think you didn't get an answer. If nothing comes back, that's an answer, then you need to either not do it again, because then it's going to seem like you are clingy. It's going to seem like you are kind of, you know, going overboard. And that's how I see it to me. I think it's about patience. It's about giving what you can, but giving in pieces. Because men, we can't take sometimes all of what you give. You got so much to give, we can't take it all like you can take it.
Yes.
We need to
talk about it.
We need to process that. And once we do, either we're going to respond a certain way. A man who's into you will respond right away.
Okay.
A man that's not into you will take forever. I don't believe engagements that last 3-2 years. That's not me. If a guy is into you,
right,
it's not long that he's going to say, listen, let's get this done.
Right.
You know, that's real, but John just, whatever, Lewis, what you just said was right on. I tell women all the time,
yeah,
when a man first meets you, trust me, he knows within a few, it's not going to take him that long. He knows what category he's going to put you in. And it may be the wifey category. It may just be the long-term girlfriend, or just maybe the good friend, or the side chick, or the freak. I don't know, but a man, many men have told me this, and John and Lewis can co-sign. They have told me this. When we meet a woman, it don't take that long for them to know if you are someone that they're interested in, as far as maybe taking it to another level.
That's
and
right.
I tell women all the time, watch a man how he treats you. Listen, I don't got time for phone games. We had a date, and now we're supposed to go out at 8 o'clock, and 8 o'clock come and I don't hear from you. Okay, that's not a problem because something could have happened, right? But let me help you women cut dude off real quick because you ain't the wifey material, and I'm not going to settle for a girlfriend category. If we had a date, and it's 8 o'clock and he ain't calling me, it's all good. Because, you know what? He's not cut off yet. Let me tell you when he's cut off. Y'all laughing at me. Who laughing at me? Listen. Let me tell you.
You ready to
tell you.
Right. Okay.
Listen, I said he's not cut off. He's not cut off yet. Let me tell you when he's cut off. He's cut off that phone call, that very first phone call. Because if you can call me back and immediately acknowledge your wrong, then we can still ride. But if you call me, like, what's up, what's been going on, like, you can't even acknowledge that you stood me up, cut off, door closed, get out my life, keep it moving. But let's stop wasting our time with each other. Women, too, we do y'all like that, too. I done played them games back in the days, people. Okay, woman of God don't do that. Woman of God don't do that no more. But let's got to be honest. If a man wants you, you want to know it immediately. I tell people all the time, I have an anointing as a wife. It's not difficult for a man to see wifely like qualities in me, attributes in me, because I've put myself before God to be processed in that area. But I tell my sisters all the time, if you're dating somebody and y'all ain't talking all that, he ain't calling you wifey, playing around and all that, trust me, boo, you ain't fit that category. Keep it moving. Don't be trying too hard, because you can't change the brother mind. I'm just saying.
Brother got a.
I think that I just want to say one thing. I think that what Keisha was saying, I don't see nothing wrong with that, because I'm that person. Keisha, I am just overly, you know, hey, how you doing? I'm that person. Are you okay? Do you need anything? That's me. You know, so you were saying, like, you know, just over it, that's me. Are you okay? Are you okay? Do you need some water? That's me. You need your feet up? That's me. I'm that person. So, you know, a person could think that, okay, that's to be clingy, but you'll find that person who will love every bit of that, you know. And I'm like what Shakina said, on the flip side of it, if you're with a person, they're not appreciating it, and they're just there too long for no reason, let them go, because they're not appreciating it. If a person just tell me that you're loving on them and they say, oh, you're clingy, that means that's not something that they want. I just believe that. I don't know. I could be wrong.
No, you're right.
That's just not something that they want. You know, because if you notice, if that person, okay, if you consider to be clingy, that's a part of who they are. That's a part of their makeup. You know what I'm saying? If that's not for you, then you move along, because they're going to always be clingy. That clinginess ain't going to go nowhere, you know, point blank. But I thank you so much, Keisha, for listening. And always, I know you're listening and staying in there. Thank you so much. Continue to listen, okay?
Okay, thank you, guys.
Yeah, but yeah, I don't. It could be me. I just don't see nothing wrong with it. You don't have to be overly addictive, but some people, like we say, can be calm and reserved, and some people just overly lovable or like to be loved or just shows that, you know, constant affection. But I'm gonna get this last call here. This is Pastor Gerald, and then we're gonna wind it up. Yeah, because he called back. Hey, Gerald. Pastor Gerald.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey.
I want to
weigh in on this. I'm the person that I'm
reserved.
Addicted to. Yeah. No. I'm addicted to love. I'm addicted to it. It's my drug of choice, and this is the reason why. Love is a powerful emotion.
My God.
Mm-hmm.
Love is so powerful that God
make
you
do right, make you do wrong.
Come on, man. Come on. But I was going to the scripture with it. But we can go there. We can go to Al Creek. but love is a powerful emotion, and for those of us who are people with categorize us as being too clingy or being too much at one time or giving too much too soon.
Right.
I tell those people that have something to say about me and my comrades in that category, well, you just ain't for us. Move around. Because I refuse to dumb down or water down all my I got a lot of love to give.
Right.
I got a lot of love to give.
Uh-oh.
And that doesn't, I'm not, if you don't want to receive,
my love, then move around for someone that does want to receive my love. But I agree with what Lewis said. I agree with what Lewis said, especially to this young lady. I would tell you, you have to, when you are that type of person, you have to be protective of your heart. You have to be smart, and you have to invest your love in the right person that's going to give you a return on your investment.
I like that.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. So, guys, this has been a great show and great conversation. You know, I don't know if you guys have anything to wrap it up, or John, if you wanted to add to anything that Keisha was saying about the, you know, clingy, you know, because I think you clingy too. So
I am.
Am I right about it? Yeah, I know.
When it comes to love, I'm that affectionate dude. I'm annoying. That's what I call it. Very annoying. But, you know, we're all different. But here's what I actually wanted to say. I just want all the women who are listening. If you are listening, I don't know where you may be, please do not hesitate to slide in Pastor Gerald's DM.
No!
A lot of women are saying there are no good brothers. A lot of brothers are saying there are no good women. And I think if we would just really get that image out of our head of what, you know, stop thinking good men are perfect and you know, good women are, we all have some flaws, and just give people a chance and get to know.
Absolutely.
I've heard some of the most beautiful story from people who just sat down and got to know an individual and said, look, you know, at first I was like, And then I sat down with them and got to know them, or I slid in their DMs, whatever the case is, only to find out this was what I was looking for all along and didn't even know it because it didn't come packaged the way I thought it should have came packaged. And so definitely slide in Pastor Gerald's DM, ladies and gentlemen. That's just what I sense and feel needs to be done today. That's all I got to say.
All right, then. Well, guys, you know, we want to thank you guys for listening. for listening. I want to thank Lewis. He had to get off the line for listening. We're here every Monday at 9 p.m. If you have a show idea or a concern, or – and, guys, just to let you know, I get these topics from your letters. I may not read the entire letter. I just may just pull something out of it, like the one with affirmation and confirmation. It was an interesting letter, and I think sometimes that, we do require that. I put myself in it like we all put ourselves in it, so we're very transparent when we're speaking here on Relationship 204. So the next time that you're on, make sure you just join the conversation. You know. You don't know us, and we don't know you, so it'll be okay. but Kevin's back here. And if you are in the Miami area, please listen to WMBM 1490 AM local dial in Miami on Sundays at 5 p.m., the Table Talk Radio Show. This Sunday, we're going to be Women in Ministry. Myself and Shekinah will actually be on the radio, and a couple other ladies, the Palaces of Fort Lauderdale, Broward County area. Just make sure that you guys listen in. And if you are a female, I will be having a brunch on Saturday called Beauty and Brains Brunch, an annual brunch. It will be at Bull Market at 11 a.m. If you have a friend, girlfriend, whatever, just have her come. There's no agenda, just fellowship and friends. And you guys have anything to say the last 30 seconds?
Yeah, everyone, if you're going to be in the Fort Lauderdale Pompano area, please go to my social media page. I will be doing a prophetic revival in Pompano, Florida. You can find all the information this Friday at 8 o'clock. So go to my page, Shekinah Bruton, everything, Instagram, Facebook. You'll be able to see the details.
And, guys, go to John page, anything with John M., John My Pleasure, Facebook, tag. I mean, what is it? Facebook, IG. all of those social media sites.
I'm dropping a book real
soon.
Yeah,
he's going to drop the book real soon. That's right.
I'm not telling them when. I want to drop it like Beyonce dropped Lemonade, the Lemonade album. And so just
okay.
Be on the way.
Yeah,
you're
going to drop it like at 2 a.m.
Okay.
Don't be surprised, but I'm going to drop it.
We ain't gonna be ready.
All right. And we're gonna be so proud of you. All right, guys, you guys have a great night, and God bless.
You too.
Night.